Thanks for being a part of the only local live talk show in the Great Lakes Bay region. Now it's time for someone who is far superior to Pat in the hipness category. It's time for Hillary's Song of the Week with Hillary Farrell from the newsroom on WSGW's First Day.
Congratulations again to Susan for winning this week's movie trivia. We'll do that again next week, right as we do each and every Sunday at this time. Here's Hillary's Song of the Week with the great Hillary Farrell. Hills, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Pat. This is a good one. This is a really good one. A little bit later, we're going to be talking about things you should celebrate today and this week, but one of them is Freedom of Information Act Day, and that's today. So I went to the internet to see what I could see and find out if anyone's written any songs about it. Not surprisingly, it took me a little bit to find something, but this is a lawyer named Dan Clow. He's also an adjunct professor at University of Connecticut Law School and a supervising attorney for the Yale Law School Media Freedom and Information Access Clinic. He teaches privacy law and has quite the resume. This is called the Freedom of Information Song. It's written and performed by Mr. Claw. He wrote it in celebration of the Act's 30th anniversary. Also has a CD of noteworthy value, 2004's The Billable Hour Blues. So this is the Freedom of Information Song.
In the wake of Watergate and a president's demise, the people knew the time had come to make a change. For the government to have a soul, it's got to live in a fishing bowl under the constant gaze of the people and the Fourth Estate. The legislature heard the people's cry, and it said it would comply with their desire for more open government. So it set out to craft a bill that would reflect the voters' will. That's how we got the Freedom of Information Act. The FOI, that rhymes with I, that's EYE, which lets me see, that's SEE, as in let me see those documents. The public's got a right to know, information's got to flow, that's the bedrock of our democracy. Now section one...
Isn't that fun?
And you turned it down. Oh.
Well, there's more good of the song. He has a blog, appealinglybrief.com, so you can learn more about him there. But very timely issue, and actually Slashdot reported earlier this year, since the Edward Snowden leaks began last summer, the National Security Agency FOIA requests have increased by more than 1,000%. Also, as I promised, a couple of funny FOIA requests of recent.
Yes.
These are from the UK. Number one, how does the council plan to help the brave soldiers of our infantry if and when Napoleon and his marauding hordes invade the district?
Okay, well, yeah.
Number two,
know that.
And these are from Huffington Post, by the way. Number two, what preparations has the council made for an emergency landing of Santa's sleigh this Christmas? Who would be responsible? And who would be responsible for rounding up the reindeer? Who would have to tidy up the crash site?
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Number three, how many drawing pins are in the building and what percentage are currently stuck in a pin board? Somebody does not a clear if there were any documents available about the quality of the pin board and how many pins are available in them, then you could indeed get that information. And then finally, to wrap this up, what preparations has the council made for a zombie attack?
Well, of course. Well, we do have to guard against that. And that is a possibility and a probability, maybe something.
I suppose.